Right now, it is time to talk with Ruth Epstein. Ruth joins us on Monday morning, and we take a look at the stories that they're following and coming up in the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you today?
Good. And if you hear that in the background, that's just my UPS power supply is going bad, and so I can't reach it while I'm on the air because I'm the only one here, and it's well under the console here. So I keep telling people, you'll hear that in the background, and sooner or later that UPS will die, hopefully not when I'm on the air, because when it dies, I'm not sure what three pieces of equipment it handles. So.
Oh, boy. So we can deal. That's okay.
All right. Well, we've got some meetings coming up today.
We do. Today is our first Monday of the month, and as you know, that's always a busy time with Salisbury Selectmen, Canaan Selectmen, Region 1 Board of Ed. Always a biggie.
And the Sharon Board of Selectmen, they've got a doubleheader today. They've got their budget workshop going all day long.
Oh.
Then the Board of Finance will meet on March 3rd, obviously, to talk about what the Board of Selectmen do with the budget.
We're in budget season.
Oh, yeah.
There will be lots of numbers being bandied about. So, but this week we focused on commercialism. We have some changes in businesses around. The new Route 7 fuel opened in Falls Village, which was a boon to a lot of people. It's run by a group of fellows from Winston. I had the opportunity to chat with them. They were funny and working very hard. Now, that fills a void between Canaan and West Cornwall for Cornwall Bridge for gasoline, which is important, but they're also working to feed people. They have a kitchen and deli, and nice to see that place open again.
Yep.
And hopefully people will support it. Where, on the other hand, turning to Salisbury, the pharmacy is closed in Salisbury, as we have reported. And we talked to Peter DeBrill, who owns the Kent Station Pharmacy down here. He said it just business-wise it wasn't working. The general store is still open for gifts and a wide variety of items, but the pharmacy has been sold this prescriptions to CVS in Millerton.
I interviewed Larissa Freeland today, the store manager, and I mentioned to her, I said, you know, people forget that back in when I was a kid, Sharon had a general store, Middlebrook's General Store. Cornwall had Utzler's, okay, a market, but then they had the Bates Meat Market, and they had Bierce's General Store. Lakeville used to have the Ben Franklin Five and Dime store.
Right.
General stores used to be almost in every town around the region.
Hearts was in Hearts up in Canaan.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So and so we wish them luck, and it's good to see that building's still occupied. And I was surprised when I looked at the inventory that they built up in there. It really is a true general store. So good
and,
luck to them.
You know, as Peter told you and me, small pharmacies really are struggling these days. They have to compete with the large chains, and it's, as with a lot of businesses, it's very difficult. But he does not own that building. He owns the one here in Kent, so that may make a difference. We covered a nice little story in Falls Village. Rita Delgado, the children's librarian, has been holding story hour all through the winter. Moms and dads and kids gather outside in the parking lot at the D.M. Hunt Library, and they have story hour and snacks and all sorts of things. And what a nice, refreshing little adventure that is to keep kids active and social and literate.
You know, and we started a feature with the Hotchkiss Library, Story Time, as well, that airs on Sundays at 8:30, where a short story is read by Miss Sam, the children's librarian.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of interesting ways our libraries are totally interacting and keeping people going.
As we said, they've done all these talks, which are terrific. There was bear talks and bird talks and all sorts of things, and then, of course, the author talks. So, yes, they have been keeping things going. We have two new resident state troopers in the area, one in Salisbury, Ken Pelletier, who replaced longtime resident trooper Chris Sorrell, and we have Corey Swift in Canaan. So new faces abound. And
first time there's a female resident
trooper.
First female
resident trooper in North Canaan. Right.
And both those people worked in this area shifts before with Troop P, so
they know
the area.
They're familiar with it,
yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Cornwall Board of Selectmen is tomorrow night, the ABC committee did meet last week. I haven't caught up on that, but they were just to discuss the contract for Lisa Carter, the new superintendent. And now I assume Region 1 will be working on securing a new assistant superintendent.
Yep.
We know that it's been shared between Scott Fellows and Jill Pace this past year, and we're going to see what happens for July 1.
And tonight the Region 1 Board of Education has their meeting. It's Mondays are always incredible.
The first Monday is really wild. So, yeah. So we rest up and get ready for the all the activity. So, and I think
really not much else other than that. But it's budget season, so it's going to be interesting to watch the Region 1 budget perform, because some schools in New York State, of course, are having budget increases because of COVID-19.
Right.
And
yeah.
Region 1 got some grant money, thank God, to help get through with the air purifiers and everything like that. So we'll see what happens, if it affects the budget at all.
Yeah, I'm anxious to talk to Sam Herrick and see. I don't know if the budget is on the agenda tonight. I would assume it's starting, or at least maybe they're talking, finalizing it. I'm not sure. But we will catch up and see what happens. So.
All right.
All righty.
Well, like I said, I'll be in your neck of the woods today. I get my shot number one at up on the mountain.
Very good, and that's great. Keep you healthy. We want you healthy and out there for us, Marshall.
I wish there was a shot they could give you to make me wealthy and wise.
They haven't perfected that one yet. I don't know.
Not yet.
Not yet.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall, always good to chat.
Start my week
off with you.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You'll find it at rep-am.com and in the paper at your newsstands or home delivery.